couple of friends of mine have been driving back and forth from Baghdad to Fallujah and trying to take the pressure off the hospitals in Fallujah, which have run out of supplies, they're running out of blood, they're running out of medicines, they're running out of space. So people have been evacuated to Baghdad, which is only about a half an hour, 40-minute drive. Ambulances are being fired upon or are being followed by snipers, therefore they're not getting into Fallujah. 13-kilometre column of refugees, the elderly, women and children, have been leaving Fallujah since yesterday morning. This is on the command of the American occupation asking people to leave Fallujah, but also the fact that they've been bombing Fallujah with F-16s, Apache helicopter gunships and B-52s has contributed to this. You know, there's been a lot of destruction in Fallujah and people leaving and people are afraid and they're stuck in the desert. They're stuck in between Fallujah and Baghdad. My friend was saying that they've been surrounded and the occupation forces have actually been firing upon them. A lot of Iraqi people have responded to the crisis call from Fallujah and are bringing supplies, food, medicine, and trying to get into Fallujah. They've been getting stopped at American checkpoints, but I think today there was a plan to breach the American checkpoint, and a busload of 25 internationals was going to be participating in that, and that includes Jo Wilding, who's been in Iraq for ages. She went there with a travelling circus. She brought a load of clowns with her, which is actually a brilliant thing to do because it's an uncomplicated message. It's a very healing message. It appeals to children. It's putting a smile on someone's face, which is sometimes the hardest thing to do, and the most, you know, valuable thing for Iraqi kids right now because they're so traumatized. But she and her clowns are going to try and breach the checkpoint, and the Christian peacemaker teams and a couple of independent filmmakers. When I spoke to my friend Lee Gordon, who's a journalist, he'd been ferrying the sick and injured in and out of Fallujah, and he said that him and a friend of mine who has family in Fallujah, sort of tribal family and friends, particularly from the Iraqi Islamic Party, and they said that they were going to go in and that they're probably going to get killed because it's expected either today or tomorrow, because I haven't managed to speak to anyone today, actually. It was all last night I spoke to people. They're expecting a massive assault on Fallujah. You know, that's why the men, the elderly, the women and the children have been taken out. The only people left in Fallujah are pretty much fighters and people who refuse to leave their homes. People are expecting a huge assault because the American Central Command itself has said that the whole operation should be over in about 5 days. And, you know, I've seen on the internet that they're calling for a ceasefire, and allegedly they did yesterday, but that's crap. Minutes after Bremer declared a ceasefire, planes were coming and dropping bombs on Fallujah. They have no intention of actually pulling out. What people are expecting is an intensification of the violence. So to hear my friends say, well, you know, we might not get out, it's just really, really frightening. And there have been demonstrations called for all around the world. They'll be happening in Milan, in San Francisco, in Washington, all over the place. There's one in London tomorrow outside Downing Street, but there's also the possibility of people trying to breach military bases, particularly Fairford. If this intifada is sparking off a new wave of violence from Britain and America in an attempt to suppress it, which is likely, you know, it is likely, then, you know, the war is on again and planes will be taking off from Fairford and refueling and resupplying at Shannon Airport in Ireland and God knows where else. So it's really serious.